I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, glory be. May the Lord open. Hey, guys.
Hi. May the Lord open what?
Blessed be the fruit. It's a Handmaid's Tale thing. Oh. Hey, everyone. It's Friday. Blessed day. May the Lord open.
What does that mean?
It's just something they say in Gilead, in this new awful place that they all live with, the ritualized rape.
Well, what do they mean, may the Lord open?
Open the fruit, I guess, and let it propagate, because there's...
Is the fruit what I think it is?
Well, the fruit is the fruit of someone's womb, I assume, because they're having real problem. They're having a real problem having babies. Yeah. Like, there's only a few fertile women, and so those women were rounded up. And their husbands were killed or what have you. Their children were confiscated. Now they are a handmaid and belong to a family.
Why do you like that?
It's just such a crazy story. Mm-hmm. It's kooky.
A lot of protests going on with that. Women walking around. Oh, and that Atwater piece I saw?
Yeah.
There was protests going on all around the country with women wearing the outfit of the Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, they were protesting? I thought they were there just trying to buy the new book that she just released. They were saying people were dressed in the Handmaid's in the Handmaid's outfits at all these places on Monday night at midnight.
Oh.
I guess Tuesday it was. Mm-hmm. So there were people were actually protesting
this
those
outfits?
This
has gone on for a while now. What are we in the third season?
Yeah.
So it's been going on. They hate the show? They do.
It sounds.
It's a fiction. Let's hope.
It sounds awful. Right.
It's always a fiction. Well, I like to call it despair porn, but the acting is so good and the story is just so wild. It's just so, you know, they show it happening. You know, it's America. Mm-hmm. Here we are. And then these people, like, things start changing. Rules start getting passed and people are like, what now? Mm-hmm. You know, and women are watching everything slide away from them. Mm. And then suddenly we're in a brand new patriarchy.
Hooray!
Yay! Happy Friday, you guys. Am I supposed to leave your mic off in there? He's not even listening. Okay, so we're having a printer issue. So.
Oh, we're not talking about that then.
No, we're not.
How are the Doobie Brothers?
Oh my God.
How tired are you?
I am
How nice was
so
it to come
tired.
In today and not be able to print anything when you were out in the middle of the night last night?
Well.
It
not
is what
not
it is.
Fun. Exactly.
So the
I don't.
Show
I
great?
Don't get upset. I just no. Okay. Let me make a solution here. I'm just very tired. My tongue still hurts.
Oh, hon.
What happened to your tongue?
Well, the other day I didn't tell Vinny because we didn't talk about it on air. The other day I broke my temporary bridge
here,
and so here in the morning, and there was
biting into something.
Mm-hmm. Beans and rice, Vinny.
Ah, so you
oh,
just
they'll
really
kill you. They'll get
against
you every
your
time.
Own teeth.
Mm-hmm. And so a piece of the tooth was sticking out, and so my tongue was going against
your
it.
Your tongue was darting at it?
Uh-huh. And
that
so,
tongue darting thing's a trip, man. People, a doc will ask you, do you tongue dart or something? And you hear that becomes a thing when there's any change in your mouth.
You can't help but touch it.
Your tongue just goes, starts.
It's so weird.
Dinging it
mm-hmm.
and won't stop dinging it. And you find out, so your tongue's killing you.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody?
It was the other day.
It's very swollen,
boy.
Though.
It's swollen, like bumps on it. I mean, today's the best it's been in a couple of days. But it seems like when I'm sleeping, it really swells up.
Oh.
Because when I come in, it hurts and I can hardly talk.
And then by the end of the day,
by the end of the show.
Well, that's because you're doing it at night.
Yeah.
In your sleep.
Yeah.
That's when we grind our teeth. That's when we clench.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I do.
Yeah.
I will, and I even find it in traffic. I'll go.
Just let your teeth go.
I know. Just driving here,
Chicago.
I was exercising my tongue. I was like, trying to move it all around. It's just such a bummer.
Excuse me.
So I get in here and none of the printer doesn't work. And so we're working at a KCBS right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're not just our sister station. They're our mother station today. Mother, may we use your printer?
I know. I'm like telling Bernie, hey.
So, I need your printer.
Yeah. I like the new font, though. There's like a, you know, some of the stories are printed. Whole new font.
Yeah. So the Doobie Brothers were amazing. It was so fun.
I saw some of the pictures you posted on Facebook.
I went with George and Alden.
And, Georgie?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Georgie.
Yeah,
hey,
George picked me and Alden up from my house.
Oh.
I freaking love that guy.
Drove us here. We went backstage, met Diane.
Oh.
Backstage,
DJ.
Yeah.
DJ?
Yeah. So we were hanging out with her, Tom, and Dana from the now no longer KFOG.
Oh, our old Dana?
She used to work here.
From years and years ago, Dana?
She's so pretty,
Dana.
Man.
She's a great
She's
girl.
So pretty.
You know, I think, and I don't know this, like her and I haven't had a conversation about it, but from what I've read, I think on her Instagram, her dad used to be the drummer for the Doobie Brothers.
He was a
really?
I don't know if it was the Doobie Brothers, but he was a famous drummer. I remember that.
I think he was the drummer for the Doobie Brothers.
Really?
Yeah,
is he alive still?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
And this is, again, this is I'm only know this because of her Instagram. Her and I haven't had conversations about it, but I think that's why she was there.
Uh-huh.
Is that I think those dudes are like part of her family.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, it was incredible. 10 musicians on stage playing all the instruments, and their backdrop is, you know, San Francisco, just beautiful photos, the bridge and the skyline. And
this was at Oracle Park?
No, this was at Masonic.
Oh.
But I was tripping out because there they are, 10 musicians on stage. They don't need anything extra. They don't need pyrotechnics. They don't need all the crazy stuff that we see. There's no, I don't know, what do...
Dancers.
Dancers and what do rappers use? Whatever equipment they use to do their voices and...
Oh, auto-tune and...
Yeah, and it's just
hype men.
They're not doing crazy stuff. They're just playing good music.
Right. So. And they did, was this the night where they were doing the two albums?
Excuse me.
Sorry, two albums start to finish?
Yes. And so we stayed, they started right on time, 8 o'clock, boom.
Love that. Did you get a good nap in yesterday?
I did, a couple hours.
Phew.
And then we left by, I was like, you guys, we better go, it's 9:45.
Oh yeah.
I gotta go to bed.
Sure.
Yeah, I started getting anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to go.
I know.
So yeah, it was just wonderful. Tom was so cool. I want to talk to Diane. What's it like being married to a rock star?
Yeah.
I'd love to know. So what's their story?
His
you know?
Voice, I don't. That's why I would like to talk to her more and ask her a bunch of weird questions.
Oh my God.
He's
everyone
so
the secret
good.
Show.
His voice
He can stay home
great.
And we'll just pick her brain.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Like,
well, look,
tell us some stories.
I think that people, you know, she might be like, hey, he's a singer. He's a guitar player. Mm-hmm. He's handsome. He's been around. He's got money. I can see why you'd pursue it. But the life that he's leading, I mean, he said it when he was in here. I'm on the road 200
mm-hmm.
days a year.
Mm-hmm. Still at 70.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trip.
70.
Yeah.
That is a trip. And you know who we also see? Franti's wife, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
She's often posting like, he's out again and I'm here. You know, here we are.
This is our life.
That's the life.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see how it'd be great, but I can also see how that her story might not all be like...
It's not all roses.
Right.
Right. Ups and downs for everybody.
Sure.
Even a rock star.
Loving a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be.
Oh, listen to you.
Yeah. You know, Journey.
Yeah.
It all comes back to Journey.
I'm aware.
Me.
Doesn't it, though?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. As another rocker we've met.
Well, it's a million degrees, everyone. So.
And it's going to be a million more today, too. Today's supposed to be the hottest day. Yesterday, actually, right when the sun was going down, I was like, oh, my God, it's the most pleasant day. Like, let's go sit out by the pond.
Did you?
Yeah, we did. Because all day long, it's so funny I have this whole joke, because my sister-in-law does not want the AC on in the she shack. And meanwhile... I get super sweaty.
Why doesn't she want it on?
She just does. She likes the heat, and she wears hardly any clothing.
Well, tell her wear a sweater.
Yeah, well, she has a jacket. Because I'm like, she goes, well, you have long sleeves on. I go, first of all, they're three-quarter sleeves. Second of all, it's 95 degrees in here. I don't care. I could be wearing what you're wearing, which is nothing. And I wouldn't be. I don't like that. I ripped off my bra. It's all soaking wet. I'm like, ah, this is disgusting. Like sweat dripping down the sides of me from like under my boob.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, this is horrible. So I have this whole long running joke
with her.
Wow,
you're really painting a picture, aren't
you? Well, thank you.
It's sexy, huh?
Yeah, it's
boob
hot.
Sweat.
I know.
How does it get
sweat?
So awful sweating while sitting in a chair sewing?
You're not sitting the whole time. You just don't know. There's, plus, you're using an iron and steam all day, so it's just...
This is your hobby,
like,
huh?
Hot steam you coming chose up in your this. Face. I do really enjoy it, but it's definitely... There are days when I'm like, boy, I wish I didn't have to do that today. Mm-hmm. There she is out there working.
But
come
can't
on,
you take the day off?
The
couldn't
I
you,
could.
Like today,
yeah.
Can't you go, I'm not doing that today.
I don't think I can do it today anyway. I have a lunch with my mother's cousin.
That's right.
And then I'm going to a cake and Benfold's.
I'm a long day.
I'm a little... You know what my anxiety is? That I'm not going to get a nap today.
Mm-hmm.
You're
so
not.
I'm thinking that when we drive down, I'll try and sleep in the car. Mm-hmm. I can sleep in the car. Put the seat back a little
bit. What time is lunch?
Probably like 12:30.
Maybe
12, 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Be like, look, I got to be out of here and go take a nap.
Yeah, maybe.
Can you just run your card with them at the front door and then split and be like, it's on me, but I'm going to go.
Yeah. I doubt that.
Oh, that's too bad.
I sort of want to see them.
Oh, really?
Catch up.
Oh, that's too bad.
Stuff, yeah.
Well,
talk.
Hit the coffee hard.
I'll let them talk.
From now through midnight.
Oh, my God. You're not kidding. Well, and I'm the designated driver tonight, so which is good because if I have one beer, I'll fall asleep wherever I am. So if I want to see, if I want to see the show,
right?
I guess I gotta.
It's Shoreline.
Yep, I know. I'm very excited. Actually, I haven't been to Shoreline in years. So you're telling me there's VIP parking? I can pay extra for it.
There is.
Okay, I'm doing that.
People are saying it's probably about $60 now.
Fine, I don't give a crap. I don't care what it is. I'll pay
I think
it.
The last time I went was to a Kid Rock show and paid $20 a couple years ago.
Yeah, I'll pay whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Park in close.
You gonna go to the beer circus tomorrow?
I am going to.
I'm not gonna make it.
Oh, you're not. You know what? I figured it's a nighttime thing.
Well, I really thought it was a daytime thing.
I know.
First
I thought
all,
it was an all day
Alden
thing.
Alden and I were planning on going, but we're gonna. I'm taking the grandkids and
the
their mom CJ. Yeah, to
CJ?
The Oakland Zoo. CJ is John's daughter, Candace. Yeah, but we call her CJ. So CJ and the kids were going to the Oakland Zoo. And we're getting a backstage tour.
Oh.
And feeding some animals.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, that'll be really fun.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
That's on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm going with my brother and sister.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. It'll be fine. Anyway, so the running joke at my house is that I can't be outside during the day because it's so hot. So I walk out and I'm like, I'm in the oven. I go across the thing and then I get into the house and... There was something more to that story. I can't remember now.
You don't even know your own story?
We just got off on a tangent. You know,
just make up
you know
one
on
from
this
ours.
Show, yeah, thanks. It just you start telling a story here, and someone else tells their story, and then you know, then it parlays you into some other story, and then you come back, you go, no, I think I had a point to make, but
oh well.
Oh, I can't figure out what it is now. All I know is Big Brother. Holy crap!
Oh,
So let me ask you a question. You hated that guy before last night's show. You must.
He is. How dare he?
You must want to kill him.
How dare he talk about
Mickey?
This is Mickey. So look, I'm going to give him this. He is 100% playing the best game. If you can subtract the awful person that is playing this game from the actual gameplay, he's doing what he needs to do to win that game.
Would he be, if they had him, a Big Brother all-star?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I love to hate him, I guess. But you know, sometimes like you love to hate someone and you actually think, darn it, I like him so much. I hate him, but I like him. But I just think he's an awful human being. And he demonstrated that again. But it was gameplay. Like, if I liked him as a person, if he didn't demonstrate all these sort of horrible misogynistic tendencies, I wonder if I could like him more and feel better about him winning, because he's going to win this game.
Well, you cannot like him and still respect his game.
Okay, so fine. He's doing a good job. But for him to be calling them like, you know, you guys made us a promise. You promised us. And, you know, that's so your word is worth nothing. And then he concocts this huge lie, which they only showed a tiny piece of the actual argument where he is basically...
It's clear this Sunday when they show it to us the
whole
thing.
I almost don't want to see it.
It's going to be too ugly to watch.
Yeah, like Tommy's... Because Tommy, who has actually probably played the most honest game of everyone in there. I mean, he's very athletic, so he's a threat. And everyone likes him, so he's a threat. But he's a pretty straight shooter. And Mickey is just devious, and he makes up this whole lie about Tommy in order to get them to not keep Tommy. And it works.
Mm-hmm.
And he, but it's blatant. It's a horrible lie, and it's just what he had to do. But then for him to be, you know, talking about how people need to be honest and play with, you know, with honor. I'm like, oh my God. And then he lays down across the bed and tells the biggest lie ever, and they all buy it.
What was the lie?
That Tom, he had listened at the door.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry.
Spoiler alert.
For last night.
For Big Brother. Spoiler alert.
So Tommy and the two underdogs, mm-hmm. Cole and Cliff, they're in a room, and Tommy says.
You hear that?
Yeah, it's Bryn for sure. Turn that down a little bit.
Okay, there you go.
Tommy and the two underdogs are sitting in a room, and he says, listen, keep me. And I will throw the head of household competition to you guys because it doesn't matter. I know Mickey, all of our target would be Mickey at that point. And what was his other thing? I'll throw you that. And I guarantee you that I'm going after Mickey, which is totally believable. That's the guy everybody needs to get out. So Mickey's standing right at the door, listening to the whole thing. Mm. And they're talking in full voice. So now Mickey knows what the plan is. So he says, he walks in, he goes, hey, did Tommy tell you that he was going to throw the thing? Because that was something we discussed that he would say to you guys. So he makes up this whole thing about, because he knew all the details mm-hmm. of this deal that he just made. So he concocts this whole huge lie. Right.
Yeah.
Well, they definitely said, we don't know who's telling us the truth. And that's when they call for this family meeting, mm-hmm. you know, the house guest meeting. And it looks like there was a huge blowout. But it happened yesterday, right before the live vote. So they tease it on the show. And they show a tiny clip of it. And I guess Sunday we're going to see the whole GD thing.
Wow.
Which I actually don't want to see. There's crying and screaming.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It looks horrible.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay. I'm ready.
Because I haven't watched Big Brother for as long as you have. I've only watched since I don't know.
Only 10 years
of
it.
Yeah, a few seasons. Right. Well, I don't, and I always miss the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really see who the winner is. Like I don't,
right.
and
you
I the same happens to Survivor. I just don't. I don't see the end.
It's on too late. I hear you.
So they will reward that behavior in him, because to me, watching, I was thinking, you know, there was a time in my life when my behavior was flawed, where I would do things that worked to my advantage, whatever they might be, including run from police if it was necessary. You know, I mean, I was a punk, but. Maybe because of that behavior, I couldn't do that on the show. Like if I were in the show, I wouldn't be able to do it. Mm. What he's doing is just not good play to me.
Mm.
Like I don't.
He's a despicable human.
I just thought, I don't see that as good play. I see that as shady and it sucks.
Well, he's doing what it takes to win. And I think that the things working against him right now is that Tommy, who knows he was telling the truth, will tell that whole story to the other people on the jury. On the jury, he doesn't have a ton of allies because he's responsible for most of them being out.
Well, but that's, you know, on Survivor, I often think, you have to vote for the person
if they played
a good game. But if you think that play is shady,
yeah,
then you have every right to say, I don't care that you're sitting there. You are sitting there because you play well.
It kind of depends on how he answers those questions, because if they say, listen, you're shit, he says, yeah, I'm playing a game, mm-hmm. I'm doing what it takes to get me to the next thing,
money.
Which is a defensible thing, like you know, people do. There's not a person on that jury who can say I didn't lie to anyone. There's, you just can't play the game without at least telling one person a lie. You can't do it, or it would be damn near impossible. So I think he can make
I'm not talking about playing in a way where your vote is protected by a white lie in order to not play. I'm talking about what he did, which was completely covert, like listening in.
Yep.
Using the information.
It was brilliant, actually. If I liked him as a person, I'd probably be like, well, he did what he had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But I hate him. So I'm like, oh, that's just another layer of awfulness.
You're rotten.
I know. Anyway, did Maria write us?
Probably.
Oh.
And how does that show on Holly as she sits there and benefits by all of it?
I love how Holly thinks she's like a role model for people. like this whole thing where she stands up like, see, if you look at me, if you're a girl out there, you can be wherever you want to be. Like, total lame thing. But she thinks she's a role model. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, my God, you're like a victim. Like, that dude is working you. He's awful. Like, he's really, he's just squashed who she is. Like, she might be a wonderful person. You wouldn't know it from this because she's just so diminished by being with him. I hope she looks back on this whole thing and goes, I cannot be with that person.
What are you talking about? She said to the guy's mom.
I know.
You raised
such an amazing
with a
person.
Strong backbone and a strong...
The mom was there?
No, but
she was talking into the camera to the mom. Like, I can't wait to meet you, almost.
Right. Oh, no, I'm sure. They're so delusional in that house. She's going to get out and see her parents are going to go, you can't be with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nightmare.
Anyway...
Hopefully his mom says you can't be with that guy.
Right, no doubt.
I raised an awful kid.
Oh, I doubt that.
Yeah, no, I'm sure the parents are very proud of the way he's behaving. Yeah. Oh, they questioned his integrity. Of course he's not going to. Why would he? He didn't do anything wrong. Why would he say sorry for anything? Oh, my God. They're all just trying to be cool and be like, you know, we've all done some things that he's like, yeah, you guys have. It's like, oh, you're not joining this party where we all apologize to each other for the bad things? No, I played a perfectly wonderful game. Okay. All right, then. So I guess we're all out of the house. Anyway, it's 6:07, and it's Friday morning.
Yes.
And it's going to be a great day.
We're talking to Planet Eco today.
We are. What time are they coming in?
8 o'clock.
Okay, great. Oh, 8 o'clock. All right.
Oh, sorry. I forgot. I switched things around. So they're coming in at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
I'll give you their names in a second. I had
you had them yesterday.
Sure. I know.
So 7 o'clock, because I was going to say
8 o'clock, we have the Madonna tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, my goodness.
New music.
Cough it out, girl.
I know.
All right, we'll be back in just a second. We'll get all the details. KLZ, KLZ, HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.